Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? What is up? What is up? Raindrops keep falling on my head. Can you hear the rain? I don't even know, man. When I record in the Everyday is Saturday automobile and it's raining outside, I don't know if you can hear the raindrops hitting the car, but that's in fact what's happening. By the way, no extra charge for the singing this morning on a Friday. Hey, it's day 100 of the pandemic. I don't even know. Of the lockdown, of the quarantine. I'm here just to fire you up, get you motivated, let you know. Your best days haven't even happened yet. And yes, every day can still be Saturday, even if you find yourself right now on hard times. Maybe you got to go pick up a job. Maybe you got to pick up a couple jobs. That's okay. Let's talk about that, okay? But you're the every day is Saturday guy. You're anti-job. I am not anti-job. I am not. I've never said I'm anti-job. Let me clarify, if I may, champion. And let's get some fired up motivatedness going on around here. Can we? Item number one. Okay. If you love your job, please do it and do it for the rest of your life. We need more of you. People who actually love their job, we need more of you. We don't need the person going into the J-O-B who's like, oh no, is it only Wednesday? The weekend went too fast. It's Monday. Oh wow. TGIF. Woo, woo. We don't need that. We need you. Second person is the individual who's in it temporarily. Okay, temporarily, because it's a season of your life. You need the job to pay the bills. Hey, I did it. Remember, I quit my job, got humiliated, mocked, ridiculed, made fun of, had to go back to the J-O-B, sitting in a cubicle like a zoo animal, got poked, prodded, laughed at. Is that Crowley? What's he doing in a cubicle? hey, I had to do it, man. I know what it's like. I had three kids. Here's what's funny, man. Not funny, haha, just funny, like, I don't know. You funny? Who's that? Joe Pesci. You funny? You think that's funny? In Goodfellas? It was actually pretty ironic. My daughter Paige was born October 5th. I filed bankruptcy October 11th. So, yeah, man, that's wild stuff. So guess who had to go get the health insurance prior to our third daughter being born? Me. Guess who was running out of money? Me. Guess who had to go get the J-O-B? Me. It's okay to get a job, man. Get three of them. Whatever you got to do to pay the bills, just understand it's a season. That's all. It's a season of your life, and that's what I treated that. And, hey, by the way, I'm not immune, no pun intended, to this whole coronavirus thing. I may have to go get four jobs. I'm okay with that, man. If I got to go wait tables, work at Home Depot, you know, stock a pond. I don't even know where that came from. Is stocking a pond a job? I don't know. You get it, right? I don't care. It's not my pride, man. It's called survival mode. So if I go get a job and you go get a job, let's all agree on this one thing. That's a season of our life. And we're going to thank God that he gave us the opportunity to be healthy to go get a job, because some people can't, man. Some people aren't even healthy enough to go get one. So don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed that you have a job. Let me say this, though. Item number three. Don't take a job for the rest of your life because you hate it. That's being a slave to something that you don't even like. You know what I'm talking about? So that's where the season's got to end at some point in time. Spring turns into summer, summer to fall, fall to winter. Seasons change. Seasons change. Who knew I'd sing so much on today's podcast? Here's the thing, though. All right? Understand, you're doing the job for a season. If you don't like it, you can't do it long term. You're going to hate it. People are going to not want to be around you. It's going to be toxic, all that negative energy. You're going to silently and quietly build your online dream of what you really love to do. Online or offline, it doesn't matter. You can get a coffee shop, get a cleaning business, none of that. I just say online because I think especially right now, people's eyes are opening to, oh my gosh, the opportunities on the internet to consume digital content, and someone has to provide it. Is absolutely off the hook amazing. And oh, by the way, what kind of salesperson would I be if I didn't encourage you to get on my calendar? Go to launchwithsam.com and we'll build out your intellectual property and you'll sell it. And I'll show you how to do simple better. All right, go to launchwithsam.com. So don't be Debbie or Donnie Downer out there going to a job that you don't like. That brings everybody down. It just brings everything down. Everything. It's like the air doesn't feel as good. The water doesn't taste as good. Nothing feels good being in the same room with somebody that hates their job. Okay? So just don't be that person. If God gives you the gift of having the ability to go earn income for your family, then go earn income for your family. And leave that judgment stuff behind. And, oh, wow. Can I just share this with you? You know I'm a Christian, right? I don't hide from that at all. Anybody that, you know, say, oh, you're a Christian. Yeah, I'm not really going to compromise my faith in God for a dollar. So, you know, that's not going to happen. But here's the thing. When you start doing something and you're not really good, but you got it on your heart and it's something you just want to get out there, like your content, for example, a lot of people got this imposter syndrome, like, oh, geez, well, someone else is doing it better and this person and that person. Well, let me tell you, I throw Bible verses out there. Sometimes I get them right. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I might let a little word slip that's not really biblical. You know what I'm talking about? You get what I'm saying, right? So I'm not perfect by any stretch. Shaka. That's a shocker, I know. So every now and again, I'll get some feedback from, who do you think is really good at bashing Christians? Who do you think is really, really good at judging other Christians? I'm going to give you one guess. Christians. Yes, of course. Without fellow Christians, there would be no judgment out there of the actual Christian community. So when I see a guy like me coming out there out of the gates, just like ready, fire, aim, on fire for God and the Holy Spirit and all this stuff. And, oh, Sam, that was not very biblical, very Christian. Hey, I'm right with God, man. I got my relationship. You know, I'm okay with the big man upstairs. He loves me. I know he loves me unconditional, okay? I don't know why you're trying to judge me, but I know who loves me, and I'm okay with that. And here's my point for you, the podcast listener. And by the way, you don't got to be a Christian to listen to this podcast. I'm just telling you, I am unapologetically on fire for God, okay? But you don't got to be a Christian to listen to the podcast. Here's my point about it, all right? When you decide to put yourself out there, because most people are afraid to do it, I get it. You're going to be judged. You're just understand that. That just comes with being an individual who's putting yourself out there. You're going to be judged. Yeah. That's just the way it works. Now, here's where you get an opportunity to vote yes or no. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Remember Siskel and Ebert, you know, back in the 80s at the movies with Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel. Great show. I don't know if it was a great show. It was just funny. Those two used to review movies back in the 80s, maybe the 90s even. I don't even know. But Gene Siskel died. I don't know when. Anyway, great duo. And they gave a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Okay. Now, what would Siskel and Ebert do for your level of passion right now? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Hey, I think Joe gets a thumbs up, or Mary gets a real big thumbs up for that passion she's got. She doesn't care who judges her. She's going to get her content out there. Or, thumbs down to Joe. He came out of the gate hot and heavy, but he kind of fizzled out when his brother, his aunt and uncle, or some anonymous person on the internet on Facebook took a shot at him, and he cowered away and, like a turtle, put his head right back in the shell, and he kind of moped away. I knew it wasn't going to be any good. I don't have any kind. You know what I mean? Would they give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down? I'm telling you, man, if I can get out there and be on fire for God, which is kind of the opposite of what I'm supposed to do, I guess. If I'm supposed to be a speaker, aren't I supposed to be talking about just this general universal just stuff? And aren't I supposed to qualify everything with whoever you believe in? Aren't I supposed to say that? I mean, shouldn't I be out of business by now by talking about only the Holy Trinity, God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit? Yeah, aren't I supposed to be out of business? No, I'm not. And I'm, like I said, that's who I am. And people accept that. People will accept you for who you are. The problem is, will you accept you for who you are? That's the biggest issue. Are you going to accept who you are? It's okay to go to a job, man, as long as you stay true to what you believe. So this is a season of my life. While God blesses me with the health to go to this job, I'm going to give the employer who's writing me the check all I got. By the way, I don't even work for that employer. I work for God. You know, see how it all works together? I promise you, man, if you keep your head on straight and you just understand that you will get through this season of your life, but you also understand that you're not a sellout. Don't change who you are. Don't change what you believe in. You know, stay on the course. You're only going through the valley right now. You're only passing through the valley. The mountaintop is, it's coming, baby. It's coming. So, hey, while we're on the topic, my wife and I are actually doing a devotional, and this verse from Matthew came up, and I want to leave you with this, okay? Matthew 6:31. So do not worry saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all the things will be yours as well. How about that? How about that? And that's something exciting to end today on and get yourself fired up, jacked up, ready to rock and roll. I'm telling you what, man, this isn't some phony act I put on every day in the morning when I have my Dunkin' coffee and I'm doing the podcast in the Crowley-mobile. I really believe it. I really do believe it. I mean, we don't have a choice. I mean, you're up, you're walking today, you're ready. I mean, you got it. You got to go. You might as well do something of value. You know what I'm talking about? You might as well add value out there using your God-given talent. So go ahead and place all your worries and anxieties at his feet. I promise you, man, your best days, I say it all the time, your best days, one more time, your best days haven't even happened yet. All right, let's giddy up. Launchwithsam.com if you'd like me to call you, and we can launch your movement by tomorrow. All right, have the best day of all.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.